Rumour told us this morning, Rumourfile, a young man in the eastern suburbs is running 50 marathons in 50 days, and he does it every day before work and is currently on day 25. Pat Avery joins us. Pat, are we interrupting your run this morning?
Morning, gentlemen. You're not interrupting. I am halfway through, but it's a pleasure to chat. So certainly not interrupting.
Wow, Pat. So do you do the same route every day?
Good question. It's very similar. It changes up a little bit day to day, so I don't go too mad, but it is similar. I'm trying to keep it as flat as possible. So I've worked out the roads around me that I can quickly get back home and get ready for work. So similar, but do try and change it up.
You possess a young voice, so I'm suggesting that you're in your late 20s or early 30s.
Yeah, you'd be correct. I'm 27.
I'm assuming it takes you a little over 3 hours, maybe?
Yeah, a little bit more than that. It's probably taking me about 4 hours, 15 to 4.5 hours. So taking a nice and cruisy pace and sort of stop halfway, change over my shoes, have a bit of a stop and then get back into it.
So Pat, are your times improving or going the other way?
They are improving now. They were first 2 weeks, they were definitely going the other way, but they're starting to improve now. Heart rate's dropping, starting to feel really good at this point. So my body's finally catching up with what's going on, I think, which is good.
If you're halfway through, you're not going to be ready to have a shower to go to work by 10 o'clock this morning. Have you got a forgiving boss?
I've got a very forgiving boss, luckily. So I've pushed my work day back a little bit. So I'm still doing my full work day, but it's sort of a little bit later, probably 11 through till 7. And then once I finish that, quickly get as much food and recovery as I can in about an hour and a half, and then off to bed and do it all again tomorrow.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an operations manager for a electronic security company. So alarms and CCTV.
And so, Pat, remind us, why are you doing this?
So I'm doing this whole crazy thing to raise funds for the Dylan Alcott Foundation. So it's to raise money for young Australians with disability who just need that little bit of extra help to get into, to get access to sport, education, to get into the workforce, a whole range of different things. So the Dylan Alcott Foundation is doing some awesome work with, being able to help out. So I'm doing my part, just trying to raise $50,000 across the 50 days. We're about $10,000 now. So we'll keep pushing for that. But, really just want to make as much impact as we can across the 50 days.
Good on you. Don't want to turn this into guess something about Pat Avery. I'm going to have one last crack. You are 74 kilos.
A little bit more than that. I'm actually 84 kilos. So carrying a little bit more around, but that's dropping very quick at the moment. So I might be 74 by the end.
Pat, you are 6'1".
I'll take 6'1". I'm probably a little bit shy of that. I'm probably about 5'11". We'll call it six.
One last guess. You back for Essendon?
Richmond.
I was seeing a sash.
Good on you, Pat. Congratulations. What a great effort for a great cause. You can find him at Pat's 50 in 50 on Instagram.